This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Broadcasting with, yes.
Yeah, hi, how are you? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut the introduction, but I'm excited to introduce something very wonderful. I do have Dr. Norm Shealy, the Grand Master, the founder of the system, and holism concept resurgence. We talked a little bit about what the conversation was. Let's talk about detachment and what it means to him. And do you want to say hello to Dr. Shealy?
Yeah, Dr. Shealy, it was absolutely wonderful being with you yesterday. I'm so glad we had a chance to spend some time together.
And I'm totally good.
Yeah. Before we begin, I just wanted to mention something to you that you and I did a broadcast years ago where normally I would ask you questions and you would respond, you know, with medical advice and counsel for our class. And one day you started asking me questions about preparedness. And at the end of that class, you said, I should write this down. And I want to tell you that I have taken it to heart, and I have been writing it down. And that is a book of lessons of preparedness that I call 5-Minute University. And the reason, I just wanted to let you know that you were the impetus for that, because you said, I'm paraphrasing, I should write this down. And that's... So I wanted to thank you. And, you know, I've got papers scattered all over the studio desk here, you know, with 5-Minute University lessons that I've been working on. It's quite an undertaking for me because I've never written a book before, but I am doing it and it will be finished. So I just want to say thank you for that. So that was the genesis of that particular book.
And it's a brilliant idea.
Well, I don't know about that, but it's lessons that I've learned. In this book are lessons that you have taught, things that you've said that we should do, supplements that we should take, you know, under your recommendations, not mine, yours. And those are lessons that I have learned that I'm passing along that absolutely positively work. And it seems crazy to me for someone to not take a multivitamin like Dr. Shealy's Essentials. It seems crazy not to take your youth formula, vitamin C. It's crazy not to take vitamin B complex. Makes no sense to not take
it. Well, I agree. Mm-hmm. And that's why people die young. When the average American dies at 78 years of age.
Wow. That's too short for me. I mean, I'm just starting to figure out how this whole thing works, you know, at 70. I'm just starting to figure it out. So that's dying way, way too young, Dr. Shealy. And I wanted to mention one thing. Your son talked about homesteading, and he talked about, you know, the family. And I'm paraphrasing. I guess would be considered a homestead here at the farm, Natural Farms, which is what the name of our farm. We eat our meals together. We plan our days together. We work for common goals together. We don't work in ways that break down what the other's trying to do. we all work for the same common goals. We pull in the same direction because we plan that way and we make decisions as a family so that everything that we do, everyone understands what we're trying to do and we all help each other rather than run around and not communicate. So we do that. And in that line of thinking, I would, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Shuley, but I believe that you and your son, Rich Sheban, Gwyneth Isaacs, Kathy in Ohio, Sharon in Montana, Kyle in Montana, Greg Lesher in Utah, Bert Bertonis in California, Charles in Ohio, Lou Cassidy in Illinois. You know, I've just mentioned a few of the instructors. None of us really takes direction very well. And I don't mean that we're contrary. What I mean by that is... What I mean by that is if it makes sense, yep, we are for it. But if it doesn't make sense to us, if it's illogical, it's hard to get us to do it because we want to do it the best way possible. And yes, you can be an independent thinker. Yes, you can be creative. And you don't necessarily have to take direction from everybody. And one example is I got a letter from the government telling me that I will let them onto our property for an inspection. And I won't. They say I will. I say I won't. We'll have to see. We'll have to see who wins that. But I'm saying no. So what I'm saying is you can be an independent thinker and you don't have to necessarily go along with everything that society tells you to do. Your comments?
All the way, Big Blue.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Dr. Shuley, you sounded absolutely great. You looked great over the weekend. It was so good to see you. I was so excited. When I came home, I was beaming and grinning from ear to ear, and I told the whole family how what a great time I had with you and Lou. It was wonderful. So, what would you like to share?
That's part of detachment. Mm-hmm. You have friends who have friends, and otherwise you ignore them. You don't waste your time worrying about things you can't change.
Okay, so here's an example. So I bought this old car from a guy. It's a car that I used to. It's an old diesel. It's a 1996 diesel. And the guy was overweight. And he's kind of complaining, and I mentioned to him, I said, do you have type 2 diabetes? He said, yeah. I said, well, you can fix that. You know that, right? And he looked at me, and I said, you know, I'll tell you what. All you have to do is on Monday, here's the telephone number. Call this number. And this was when we were on KWTO. And there's a local number, and he could call it up, and he could talk to Dr. Shuley. And I said, but I'll tell you what he's going to tell you. He's going to tell you to cut out the white bread, the white flour, the white sugar, he's going to tell you to cut that out. And he's going to tell you that there's a great possibility that you can get off insulin. And he said, I love my bread. And I realized at that very moment that he would not call in and there was no sense in me wasting any more time discussing this with him. There's nothing I could do. So I detached from it. I detach from that. Now, I use it as a story to tell, you know, so that people can realize all I have to do is change their life a little bit, and they can make a monumental change in their health, but most people won't do it. But I can't fix it, so I have detached from it. Is that what you are saying?
Absolutely. 100% of the time, mm-hmm. people die by 78 years of age because they do not detach from the things they love.
Well, yeah, and you know, it's easy to love sugar. I mean, it tastes great. There's no question about it. Candy certainly tastes great. But maybe, maybe if they put a warning on that, on the package that said, here's a coupon. Here's a coupon, and if you eat 5 servings of this, put these coupons in a jar, and when you have 1,000 coupons, you will have shortened your life by 10 years.
Absolutely. And on mark.
Same thing with cigarettes, but people don't do it. So And that's one of the things I think would be so tough to be to endure as a doctor, because you know that people are not going to follow the plan that you've outlined. You know that sometimes, okay? I'm not actually talking about you. I'm talking about in medicine. And doctors will say, do this, and the patient will say, okay. But the doctor knows the patient's not going to do it. The doctor knows the patient's going to be getting sicker and sicker, and the patient's going to die early. And that's got to be a terrible cross to bear, knowing all this. So you have to detach, otherwise it'll kill the doctor. Is that right?
Absolutely on mark.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So do you have advice?
Detach or die.
Yeah. And so how are you doing? You looked great. Lou said you looked great. And I was so glad that Lou was able to come out there. I don't know if he gave you the full briefing, but we walked around and we found the propane tank, and we found a way of connecting it to a generator, and we looked at the electrical panel, and so we did a lot of those things in preparation for what we think is going to be an unstable grid. So we have a plan. We did some research on some equipment, and it looks like it's all doable. So that's where we were. We're kind of stomping around outside, looking at those things, and it looks like it is absolutely positively doable, and it'll work just fine. So I just want to let you know that. And that's kind of what we do. How
and you do it right.
Well, we try. We try. So, Dr. Shuley, what words of advice do you have for our class? And anything you want to share with us?
Detach or die.
Okay. And you had some advice for me about the 5-Minute University book. And I mentioned to you that it's so hard for me because I want to have it complete and correct and perfect. And it's like, I don't know if that's even obtainable. And so it was... just get it out there, right? That's the plan.
Yeah.
So that's the plan. So I look at it, and the book keeps growing and growing and growing, and I'm making it more and more complex. And the answer is no, don't do that. So I'm taking your advice again, because when you have given me advice and given the class advice, it absolutely, positively is correct. Including the early days of the COVID, when you talked about the Fauci and what he was doing and how it was wrong and how all these things were wrong, and yet the whole country fell in line with him and imploded our economy. And you were right on the money. You're absolutely right on the money.
He's one of the most dangerous people alive.
Yeah. And your son and I were talking on air today about this Boston University laboratory where their scientists have created a new deadly COVID strain with an 80% kill rate. 80%. So they're ramping it up, because they're not happy with just 1 or 2% of the mice dying. They want to kill 8 out of 10. And I called for a national boycott of Boston University. So if a graduate comes by and wants to get hired by you, I would say, can't do it. Y'all are trying to kill people, so we can't hire any of you. And if enough of us did that, we would shut down Boston University. It's painful.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Sheila's with us.
And actually, yeah.
Yes, and I was just wondering, what was your daughter's reaction to what you had told her? You know, this
at first this, it was a lot of reactions, a lot of positive, negative. We had a little some emotional, almost had a couple of tears, and almost. I mean, she's a tough kid, like I said, you know. But ultimately, we both walked away from. Hey, it is what it is. But now we understand the situation. Hey. Ultimately, she's got the power. That smile was priceless. It was a strong smile, a beautiful smile. Oof, getting a little emotional here. You know, that's what that's what matters. She'll be all right. I know that. Now, I did want to mention, I asked Dr. Shiri, my dad, what advice in the face of apocalypse and incoming doom, fear, and all the stuff, to share his wisdom, his knowledge, his whatever he wants the universe people to know. And Vincent, please feel free to have a good conversation. Here's that.
I'm so glad he mentioned that. That was my question as well.
The essential thing is don't waste your time worrying about things that you can't change. Now, you can change your life, but you play a broken record every day by bitching, moaning, complaining, repeating the problem over and over again. Detach.
Okay. And I think that was, it sounds to me like that was the message that your son had for his daughter, your granddaughter, that she's not going to be able to change some things, and if she can worry about them till it makes her sick, or she can detach from them and be productive and go on with her life. I think that sounded to me like that was the message. And that's right. Your message as well, right?
Right on. The essence is, don't waste your time.
Dr. Shealy, is there something that we've talked around the edges for about 12 years on the air, but I don't think we ever really fleshed it out. But here, it just occurred to me that when I was growing up, back in the 1950s and the 1960s, people had hobbies. They had things that they liked to do. Okay? I know that one of the things that you love to do is gardening. You love to nurture that garden and make it the best it can be. Well, some people love gardening. Some people back in the 1950s loved hi-fi, meaning high fidelity, meaning the emergence of stereo. You know, stereo didn't always exist. So there were companies that offered kits. You could buy a Heath kit. You could buy a Dynaco kit. You could buy a other brands of Ico Electronics. They had kits where you could learn how to solder and assemble a kit and make it into a shortwave receiver or a stereo amplifier or a preamplifier. There's the ham radio hobby. There's the automotive hobby. People like tinkering with cars. And back in the 1950s and 1960s, you would see on weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, mostly Saturdays, you would see half of a person, you know, in the driveway. The other half of the person, like from the belt up, would be under the hood. Or you'd see the legs sticking out because the other half of the person would be under the car. Okay, so that's what you saw. So people changed their oil, they rotated their tires, they did tune-ups on their cars. So the car became, you know, a hobby. The front lawn, the back lawn, lawn care, painting the house, all of those things, you know, cleaning out the gutters, were, you know, maintenance things and hobbies, and people loved to do them. There was purpose. There was meaning. People looked forward to the weekends to get under the car because it was necessary, and it was also fun, and it was also a learning experience. I think we've gotten away from that. We've gotten away from that, and I don't think people have hobbies. Am I confused? But I don't think people...
My favorite statement is halitosis is better than no breath at all.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you think that we've gotten away from hobbies, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, yeah. We're what?
Mm-hmm. You know, I when I have my annual checkup, my Medicare checkups, you know, the internist will say to me, "So what are you doing? What are you up to?" And I'll say, "I got so many things I'm working on, I just can't get them all done." And I have a feeling that some of our other patients say, "Nothing. So what's new? Nothing. What are you doing? Nothing." Huh. Yeah. Yeah, we'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump has hired a legal team to address his subpoena against him from the mostly partisan January 6th committee. Dillon Law Group already represents multiple witnesses targeted by the panel, including Michael Flynn. The committee formally served Trump with a subpoena on Friday and is seeking a deposition on November 14th. President Biden's open border policy has allowed 2.3 million illegal immigrants into the interior of this country. This is the worst number in American history and continues to be the status quo for the Democrat president. Hurricane Roslyn made landfall on Mexico's Pacific coast between the resorts of Puerto Vallarta and Mazatlan Sunday morning, then weakened to tropical storm force and quickly moved inland. As of last night, Roslyn had winds of 30 miles an hour, down from its peak of 130 miles per hour. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your...
Take my...
When you got
the...
For
2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Doctors Sergey Sheely Soren and Dr. Norm Sheely are with us. And Dr. Norm Sheely, I had a question about the outlook and what hobbies would provide. An outlook for doing something in the future, you know, tomorrow, today, next week, learning, doing, enjoying, that outlook, do you think that that had an effect, an impact on life expectancy? Just that one component of living.
Absolutely. We've demonstrated over and over again you can extend life, you know, up to 10 years or more just by taking care of yourself.
And so I was thinking about tomorrow. Gordon West is going to be with us, and he is the most recognized ham radio operator, I think, on the planet. And he teaches ham radio, which is a hobby, which is a wonderful hobby. I'm a ham radio technician. And I read his book, took the test, passed the test, and so I have a ham license. And it's a wonderful hobby that's lifelong learning. You know, looking forward to, you know, the afternoons or the evenings, getting on that radio and talking with people all over the country, if not the world. I mean, it's a wonderful, wonderful hobby. It's productive. And for surviving the end of the world as we know it, meaning going toward the apocalypse that's staring us right in the face, with everything breaking, everything falling apart, it's a productive thing to do. You can control communications because it'll be your radio, your power supply, your antenna. You've got the whole ball of wax, and you can control it. So at your end, you've got communications. That's a great thing to do. Now, the hobby of gardening is another proactive thing that you can do to survive the apocalypse. Now, let me share with you what I've learned. So, the tomatoes that I grow in the garden is a world apart from the tomatoes they sell at the store. The tomatoes they sell at the supermarket are tasteless. There's obviously something different between growing your own tomatoes in a fertile soil versus whatever they grow them in for the supermarket. Watermelon, I couldn't believe the watermelon that we grew. It was absolutely outstanding. On a scale of 1 to 10, I would say in terms of flavor and texture and color, it was a 10. And if you compare that to the watermelons that you buy at the supermarket, they'd be a 4, maybe a 3. Lettuce at the supermarket is light in color. It's lacking the taste and the texture compared to the lettuce that you would grow in your garden. No kidding, for real. So the question, Dr. Shealy, is, and it's a serious question, can a person be healthy eating just from the supermarket? Now, I'm talking about all the aisles in the supermarket. I'm talking about the aisles around the perimeter, which are refrigerated or a freezer, and the aisles in the middle, which are cans and boxes and jars, and the bread aisle. Can a person be healthy limiting his or her diet just to the supermarket?
No. You can't not be healthy eating junk.
So it would be, you know, the supermarket would be a mixture of the junk, which is the foods with the preservatives and the colors and the additives and so forth.
Yeah.
Mixed with some meat that you don't know where it comes from, mixed with some deli meats, which is highly processed, mixed with cheese, which is cheese foods, which are highly processed, which mixed with maybe some milk, which may be okay, mixed with yogurt that may be okay if it doesn't have the sugar and the colors and the additives. So the bottom line is, I think you said it so well. You can't, class, here's the takeaway. I heard it the same time you did. You cannot be healthy eating just from the supermarket. Now let's add to that equation. Well, what if we go out to the restaurants maybe once a week, Dr. Shealy, and we combine the supermarket food with the restaurant food? Does that make it better or worse?
Worse.
There you go. Okay. So, and I think that's absolutely correct. Based on my experience with people I've known for a long, long time, people who go out to eat often are not as healthy and don't live as long as people who have home-cooked meals and grow their own food as much as they can from their garden. Absolutely, right. Positively true.
right on.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that with my family. I'm not talking about my wife and our children. I'm talking about, you know, blood relatives and relatives through marriage, through my wife's side of the family. The ones who have eaten at restaurants, who have done extensive traveling for the job, put on an enormous amount of weight. I mean, I'm talking 2X what they were before. Maybe 2.5X, which is pretty darn big. Dr. Shuley, I weighed myself this morning, and I was all excited. I weighed in at 133 pounds. That's just where I want to be. 133.
Ideal.
Yeah, well, I mean, for my size, I mean, pure muscle.
Right.
Of course. I'm kidding, but you didn't see a gut on me, did you, Dr. Shuley?
No gut.
Well, and you can do it, right? All you have to do is eat right. And it was wonderful this summer, Dr. Shuley. Those yellow tomatoes that I brought are my absolute favorite. I didn't have very many left, but I wanted to share them with you. And please save those seeds. They are truly extraordinary. So all summer long, when the tomatoes were growing, I would make for lunch a tomato and bell pepper and maybe some jalapenos, cut them, slice them, some oil and vinegar dressing, a little bit of salt, ground pepper. That would be lunch. But I have to have two of them because it's high speed. It doesn't last long in the stomach. But, you know, I feel so much better just eating from the garden. I really, really do. So I don't like extruded foods. And you have taught us this. You've told us over and over. What other advice do you have for us, Dr. Shuley?
Detach or die.
Yeah. Yeah. And so...
Hi. Dr. Shuley has actually mentioned that if there's any questions, because we started the conversation with an hour of talking about the Matrix. So I just wanted to give the listeners, and that is here as well. I wanted to give the listeners any questions or opportunity to talk, ask questions, connect with me for the next, until we're done at 11. If that you think is a good option or you want to keep talking.
Generally, we do not take a lot of calls. I mean, we don't get a lot of calls, okay? But I'll give out the number. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. That's the number for right now if you'd like to talk with Dr. Norm Shuley or Dr. Sergey Shuley-Sorin. Father and son medical team. If you'd like to talk with the doctors on this broadcast right now, 866-582-9933. And I've got the call screen right in front of me. If you call, Jason will answer the phone. He'll put you on the call screen. He'll just ask you for your first name, the state you're calling from, and the medical topic. And that just gives me an indication. I'll put you right on the air, and you can ask the doctors your question. So, Dr. Sergey, do you find that people have hobbies, as Dr. Shuley and I were talking about? Do you ask them, so what are you up to? And do they say, hey, I'm working on my antenna for my ham rig, or I just finished working on my car, or I just plowed the field? Do they have answers like that?
Oh, usually, yeah. But the folks that I see at the clinic... generally tend to be good. The emergency room, whenever I get into conversations, that's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the 100% correlation between doing what you love, loving what you do, even if it's not exactly your work profession, which is terrible, we should do what we love. I mean, Vincent, I realized there's not a single day that I work. I mean, I get tired. I get long days, so I wake up sometimes before 6 o'clock in the morning, and I don't get back to sleep until maybe after 12. That's just the nature of the beast. Not every day. I know Dr. Shuley is looking at me saying, hey, what are you doing to your sleep, But, I do my best to catch up otherwise. There's so much volume, so much opportunity, so much light that we can bring into the world that, sometimes it becomes a question of balance. How much can I give without burning myself out? It's a day-to-day situation, literally.
Here's what I heard between the lines.
Yeah.
Tell me if I'm wrong. I don't think so. I think what I heard was that because you love what you're doing, because you're passionate about it, it's not quite a hobby, but it's a hobby and a profession, but it's a passion. You love it. So because you love it, it's not work.
It's who I am. It's literally an extension. How do I stop being myself now that I know who I am?
Mm-hmm.
This is who I am. And it's not even my license. It's not even the MD. Actually, I've decided to officially add another two letters behind my name, not given by any institution. I already have MD, Diplomate of American Board of Family Medicine. I got a whole bunch of other certifications and papers, lots of papers everywhere. But, the question is, what are you going to do with those? I'm going to literally add that to my resume is CS, Certifiably Strange, because... Literally, certifiably strange, because I'm certifiable. I got certificates, and I'm strange. So it's a wonderful combination. And if a person is willing to go there, they'll learn a whole bunch. And that's all.
Mrs. Finelli and I went to same school for our master's degrees, and the reason we went to the same schools is. We were dating, and she wanted to spend time with me, but I was going for my master's at night and working during the day. So we figured out that if we went to class together, we could see each other in class. So we spent a lot of time together. And then the university sent her a letter saying, so tell us what you're doing. And, so what are you up to? And have you done any more education or... And so I said, can I fill this out for you? So I filled it out, and I put that she has achieved her CHM, which is kind of like your CS. There is no such thing as a CHM, but that is Certified Housewife and Mother.
Mm-hmm.
And because I think that that is one of the most important things that a lady can do, become a mother, raise children, and that's so. I put that, and no one ever questioned what is a CHM, but she is. She's a certified housewife and mother.
Society seems to create our own stuff.
Yeah,
good.
Well, absolutely. And when we come back, I just wanted to ask you, I mentioned that we don't take direction very well here at USA Prepares. And would you say that that applies to you and Dr. Sheely? We'll break.
Loss of short-term memory. Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is. It still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we've got Lou on the line in Illinois, Charles in Ohio. But first, I wanted to ask you a very quick question. And I know our class really wants to know the answer to this. This is the kind of question that most people are afraid to ask their doctor. So here it is. I mentioned that I don't believe that any of us here at USA Prepares takes direction very well. That doesn't mean we're contrary. It just does. It means that we just want to do it the best way, and we want to do what we think is right. We actually want to do a better job than taking directions from people who don't know as much as we do. That's the truth of the matter. So, Dr. Sergey, did you take the jab?
I have not, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I have not.
And were you directed to take the jab?
Yes, I walked away from several contracts, emergency room-wise, for other reasons, too. I literally walked into the meetings with management detailing how they're hurting the populace and how the policies are killing everything, and I knew well ahead of the meeting that I would walk out without a job, and I did so proudly. I did that even, without waiting for the response. I mean, I knew what was happening. I just said, okay, I'm done, but here's what you're doing, guys. Now it's on you. Now you heard it out loud. And that was great money. I mean, that was literally up to $300 an hour, 12-hour shifts. I mean, you can imagine. So it doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's wrong. It's not the right thing.
I've done the same thing. I was an officer of a corporation. I did the same thing. And Lou in Illinois, welcome. And then Charles is on after Lou.
Good morning, guys. Hey, you guys are really knocking it out of the park today. This is great. I don't want to waste time and interfere with your program, but you mentioned tomatoes, Vinny, and I forgot to tell Sergey that those yellow tomatoes are in the box there to get the seeds out of them.
Mm, wonderful. So, wonderful. Thank you.
So I don't want to hold things up, so carry on. I just want to make sure Sergey got that message.
Great. Oh, God. Thank you, brother, and you are a brother indeed.
It was great seeing you. Thank you, Lou.
Bye. Yes, thank you. Yeah.
Charles in Ohio, welcome. Mm-hmm. Charles,
good
you're
morning.
On with... Yeah.
Morning, gentlemen, and class. I hope everyone's as well as can be expected. I just had a short little question. I just wondered if the doctor had a chance to look at regarding long COVID. They say that nicotine is very helpful because it interferes with the receptor sites. But they said nicotine patch or gum works for people and gives rapid relief.
There's a. I'm gonna just advise anything that comes out of science, so to speak. Trust the science. Generally, and I'm gonna be real brash about it. Its value is in wiping your behind. That's what that is. If it makes no sense whatsoever, then it makes no sense. This makes no sense whatsoever. Here's what happens: gimmicks and solutions. So how do you keep the populace on the edge and yet not boiling over? You throw out stupid stuff. You throw out things that make no sense whatsoever, but again, buying time. How much time is that going to buy? Maybe not too long these days, but there's about 20 or 30 other gimmicks down the line. Bottom line is, who do you trust? I trust nobody. I trust nobody. I trust the Lord, and I trust common sense.
Okay, thank you.
You know, that he's right, Charles, because we're seeing coffee. It will extend your life. Coffee will shorten your life. Coffee is great for the heart. Coffee causes heart attacks. Eggs are great. Don't eat eggs because of cholesterol. He's absolutely right. And what has happened is science, in quotes, is for sale. Absolutely for sale. And what is it? 9 out of 10 doctors prefer Tarryton? Wasn't it something like that? Cigarettes? Well, that's because the cigarette manufacturers shipped cartons of cigarettes to the doctors, and a week later they said, so what cigarettes did you smoke? And they said, well, Tarryton. Why? Because they got a free carton of cigarettes.
Oh, no,
science is for sale.
This comes out of, from more alternative doctors. It's not been, I hadn't heard it reported on the mainstream.
Mm-hmm. I see how nicotinic receptors can help. Think of it this way. Break it down to common sense and just process through this. Why do people smoke? Let's talk about it. I don't tell people to stop smoking anymore. I literally give them options for healthier lifestyle so that they don't need to continue smoking. Nobody wants to continue smoking beyond what their body needs are. But if the body has a need, that nicotinic receptor is going to be satisfied. It helps. If you look at the neurochemistry and biochemistry of it, yes, it serves a purpose and it may help. But is there a better way? Yes. 100% lifestyle, stress management, all of the things. You're going to the branches of the tree. We need to get to the roots. It's okay to consider other higher fancy alternatives, but don't forget the foundation. Without that, the entire thing is going to fall down. It means nothing. I hope that helps.
Charles, your comments?
Thank you very much. I appreciate his perspective.
Charles, thank you for calling in. And Dr. Sergey Shealy-Soren, thank you. Dr. Norm Shealy, thank you. We'll see you next Monday.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.